Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that your word is alive, full of power, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner, the seer into of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Ask you to teach us, lead us, guide us, bring us into all truth. Cause us to understand, to comprehend what your word says so that we can use it for every part of our lives. We thank you, Lord, that this word will go into good ground, bring forth great fruit. I need highs. Great fruit and abundance in Jesus' name, that there will be nothing whatsoever to be able to cause us to be stumbling in this word, that we'll receive it and it will change our lives. I decree a thing, I call it done in Jesus' name. Father, and I thank you in advance for the word that we will receive, that it will be a blessing to those not only that receive it, but to those that share it because they did receive it. I thank you, Father, that the enemy is canceled now, though he comes to retaliate. I come against every retaliating demon now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you cannot steal this word. You cannot retaliate against what is coming against you now. I take out your retaliating forces in Jesus' name. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. So I bind you now and come against you. I come against the counterattack with an attack before we even get started in Jesus' name. And so you are rendered helpless in Jesus' name. This word will flow freely. People's lives will change. I decree it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Say, this is my Bible. I am what the Word of God says that I am. I have what the Word of God says that I have. I can do what the Word of God says that I can do. I am a hearer of the Word of God, but I'm not just a hearer. I am also a doer of the Word that I hear. And because I am a doer and a hearer, my life is blessed. This is my Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, go ahead and be seated. Let's go in our Bibles. Go with me to 2 Kings chapter number 20, verse number 1 again. 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse number 1. I know we've had an extended time together. I'm going to hit you real quick, and I'm going to run, okay? Can we do that? Put a smile on your face. Come on now. You look like you've been on hold all day long on the phone. You know how it is when you put somebody on hold, they're not the same person when you leave them on hold too long. You come back to them, what are you doing? All you did was leave them on hold, and that turned the whole thing backwards. Now, we want to be able to deal with this thing that we're dealing with here, and I want to have you, well, get a hold of a couple of things. I'm going to advance and go a little further. Go with me to Matthew 12 and 43. Matthew 12 and 43, we'll come back to 2 Kings 20 and verse number 1. But I want to help some folks to clean up their act. Because God is not looking for just any vessel. He's looking for clean vessels. I'll say it again. God's not just looking for any vessel. God's not cheap. He's looking for clean vessels. I said God is looking for clean vessels. There's such thing as an unclean spirit. And some of us have bought off on what the world is trying to push, which is sloppiness. And we need to let it go. Heaven ain't sloppy. And it sure ain't dirty. But we bought off on this thing about living an unclean life. How can you serve a God that has a spirit that's called an excellent spirit and live an unclean life? There has to be an influence somewhere that's wrong that's in your life. And only you can change it. Now, don't shout me down because I'm saying so many good things. But let's get a hold of this because the world is messed up. Turn to somebody and say, the world is messed up. Turn to somebody else and say, I said the world is messed up. The world is messed up. So if we follow the world, we are going to end up like the world, messed up. Can I get off of this platform? Please let me go. I can't take it anymore. All right. I feel like a trapped rat up there sometimes. You know, I'm going back and forth, back and forth. Hey, how you doing, man? What's going on, bro? All right, man. How y'all doing? I ain't seen y'all in a while. You've been out there again fighting the war, huh? Thank God for you. Thank God for this military family. Amen? Yes. Praise God. How you doing, Charles? Come on, give some honor where honor is due. This man is a colonel in the military. We need to thank God for his service. Amen? His wife, of course, doing the same thing in the military. What a blessing.
to have these people here and for you to be here. Good to see you too, bro. All right, let's go to this Matthew. Did I give you Matthew? Yeah. What did I say? Now, I'm dropping out, so I come from sound, so if I start freaking out, don't hold it against me, because I'm hearing things that maybe you don't even hear. It says, Matthew 12 and 43, please put it up there. It says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a, out of who? Okay, come on now, let's get this, because we're talking about spirits operating in man or womb man. I like to say it this way. Some people say it's a little raw, but a woman is a man with a womb. Okay, she came out of man, but God gave her the ability to procreate by being able to have children. So she has a womb; the man does not, and we can't even figure that out in this country. There's people trying to tell your kids in school that they got a womb, and that's a male, and they tell them you got a womb. You can be trans. You can't be trans. If we can be trans, show it to me right now in the Bible. I'll stand corrected if I'm wrong and I'm just two genders. That's not political. This is spiritual. Because the enemy wants to confuse you. If he can confuse you on which bathroom you're supposed to be used, how are you going to be able to figure out anything else to prosper? You can't even figure out which bathroom. You got to go to a bathroom that has both sexes on the door. Man, forget that mess. I ain't that stupid. You go to your own stupid bathroom. I'm sure when you go home, you go to any bathroom you can as quick as you can. You ain't think about who went in there last. And listen, I got grandchildren. Don't you dare try that with me. You should start messing with my kids. I'm going to slap you upside, spiritually, slap you right upside your head. It may be lawsuits. It may be publicity. Publicity will change a whole lot of stuff. I come from the media. I know how to use the media. I will blast your butt all over town. I mean, you're rearing all over town. Because, see, we have to stand up. Stop being wet noodles for Jesus. Whatever happens is whatever God wants to happen. The fattest lie in the world. God didn't want it to happen. You let it happen. He said, as it is in heaven, ain't nothing changing there. Let it be done on earth. Are you changing it here? It's our responsibility. I'm having fun. I don't know about y'all. I'm having a great time with you. All right. It says, when an unclean spirit, there are spirits. There is the Holy Spirit, which is God's spirit. Large case, put an S up there. Holy Spirit. And then there is your spirit. You are created in the image of God. So you are a spirit. That's why it's important what you do here, because it's going to affect your eternity. Now, I told y'all, I've requested to be her neighbor next door in heaven. We're enjoying this so much, why quit? And if I can get it past here and get it up in heaven, man, we forever enjoying ourselves. I mean, I just love the woman's company. She's just sharp. She just stay on me. And I try to act like I don't know what she's talking about sometimes. Brothers, you know what I'm talking about. She ring your bell and you like, well, I didn't know nothing about that. But she got you. She got you, because God put that stuff in. See, he took her out of him, but then she puts something in back to you. I am not complete without her. I chose not to be. So I'm trying to get to know her, 50 years plus, and I'm still trying to get to know her. And that's not a physical term, but it does include physical. In heaven, you can hang it up. Ain't nothing physical going on with that. If you ain't take care of it down here, you just forget it up there. So you better enjoy yourself down here. I'm talking about, now I'm supposed to be, is this an adult class? Or am I in children's church? I'm just talking because there's marriages that are messed up. And I'm just trying to help a few folk, the ones that want to listen or want to stay and listen. You don't have to stay. You can go home. I'm going to be going home too pretty soon. I go home just like y'all go home. You guys think you're the only one that can go home? I go home. I say, that's enough, and I go home. We got about 11 minutes and 49 seconds, and I'm going home. You think I'm playing? They got some cake in the foyer. Anyhow, so let's put the scripture back up there. It says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, goes out of a man. If it can go out of a man, it must can come into a man. Oh, no. That's what's affecting them. Part of the time I was dealing with this mess, something had to go into me for me to act that stupid. They injected me with something that felt like Jergens lotion. As I was getting ready to leave that hospital in Vancouver, Washington, after two surgeries, I don't even take aspirins. I didn't need, I'm not a sickly person, never been. Something had to go in me physically to change me physically. Something spiritually can go into you to change you spiritually. There's not just the Holy Spirit, there are many spirits. And you need to guard your heart like she wrote in that book that she wrote. You have to watch it because you get around people. You're dealing with a spirit when you get around people because they are eternal beings. You will die physically, but you will stay living through eternity somewhere. I saw them places. Ain't nobody in the lake, so ain't no sense in trying to send Satan. Satan, I bind you and I send you to the lake of fire. He's just laughing at you. You're so stupid because there ain't been no judgment yet. And next of all, you can't send Satan to the lake of fire. You don't have authority to do that. Yeah. Yeah. I saw that lake. In fact, those fires that we saw in Los Angeles reminded me very keenly of the lake of fire that I saw, where it just consumes and keeps going. You can't control it. They fly in helicopters and airplanes down there, and they try to drop water, and it's like a drop in the bucket. It's too hot. It's too much. So God wants us to be able to realize we're dealing with people, and people they are a spirit, and they can be influenced by spirits. Now, if they are a spirit and they are influenced by a spirit, we have to know what spirit they are of. I keep godly music like you hear playing here. This ain't no new thing for me. I don't just play it here. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's do Rain Down for a minute. Would you do Rain Down for just a minute? Just do that. See, because I grew through music. I grew up ever since I was 15 years old playing music to be able to get people in the mood so they would write my radio station name down in the Arbitron book. To where I get ratings, my ratings are good, I get more money. So I had to learn how to be able to know what people want to hear next. Friday night, we were playing this. Because God told me he was about to rain down two things. Number one, at midnight on Friday night, he said he was raining down judgment. And he was also raining down blessings. How many got the blessings? Come on, put your hands up.
Rain down,
Holy Spirit.
Rain,
so we can get something from the Holy Spirit, but we can also get something from unclean spirits. Spirits that are not really from God. People are spirits, but it says when an unclean spirit comes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest and find none. Next verse, please. These spirits are looking for a place to live. And he says, the Spirit says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it clean and empty. Bring it down a little bit. I need to talk over this. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. How many got your house in order? I see very few hands. How many need to get their houses in order? Did you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? You're the house. God needs you to clean house. It's time to clean house. Body, soul, and spirit. Bring me up higher. Body, soul, and spirit. Some of you are unclean. You think nobody can see it. Bring that music down a little bit. You think nobody can see it. People see your uncleanness. Or it's not just a dirty mouth. Break it down a little bit more. It's not just a dirty mouth. Mark it there. It's not just a dirty mouth. It's a dirty heart. It's dirty thoughts. It's dirty actions. It's twisted thinking that we get from somebody else. Maybe at work. Maybe we got it from the television programs we watch. Maybe we like movies and we see the wrong ones. Maybe we're involved with people that they don't cuss, but they curse, cuss, sort of cuss. And we hang around that, and that spirit jumps in you through your eye gates, through your ear gates. God wants you, bring that music down again a little bit. God wants you to no longer live as an unclean person. Why? Because you are God's child. And sometimes you need a diaper change. Sometimes you need to get your clothes washed. I saw this in Hades, the place of the unsaved that were dead. All right, let's look at this again. Just take that down. I'm going to leave it there for a few moments because I got something to do with this in just a minute. But let's look at the scripture again. Then he says, I got 4 minutes and 31 seconds left. He says, I will return to my house, which I came from. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. It's not enough to have your act together where all of us say, oh Lord, please forgive me of my sins, cleanse me, help me, this, that, and the other. And then at the same time, bring the monitors down. We're testing because I'm back. Okay, we're just bring the monitors down a little bit more. Okay, thank you. That's what I'm hearing. Okay, right there. Thank you. Listen to what I'm saying. What God wants you to see is that just because it's in order, you're not in great shape. You need to not just have it in order, you need to keep it in order. Have you noticed that even if you clean the house, the dust will still collect? Don't do anything that, gosh, you guys, can you just leave it alone now? Part of the cleaning that God said setting my house was literally cleaning the house. We have been living in this house for over 30 years, about 31 years. And we consider ourselves clean people, but there were parts of the house that we had not cleaned. I'm going from stem to stern. I mean, everything. Because he said, put your house in order to Hezekiah because you're going to die. Clean it up. Straighten it up. When he did, he saved the city and he saved the nation as long as he was alive. God wants to save some people because of what you do to clean yourself up. This ain't all about me. This ain't all about her. This is about everybody, not just you in this room. There's people around the world waiting for us. So God said, I'm raining down because I'm tired of talking. Certain things are going to happen and people are going to know they need to come to Jesus for real. Play no more. No more games. Because all I have to do, all God has to do is just step back. Because this place is cursed. That's why paying your tithes and giving an offering, It's like having an umbrella. And if you live in Seattle, Tacoma, you know you're going to need an umbrella sooner or later. You have an umbrella. But God is raining down. But for those that have been obedient to me, what he was saying, and this is the reason why we had that midnight prayer and praise. He said, I'm raining down at the same time, just like I rained down fire and brimstone, I also am a giver of every good and perfect gift. That rains down also. He rains on the just and the unjust, doesn't it say in the word? God's about to rain down on you. Bring it up. Come on, bring it up. Bring it up. Come on. Bring it up. Don't be slow. Come on. When this happens on Friday night, right at midnight, God said, it has begun. Bring it up. Rejected God. It's not happening like this second, but they are in peril. They're in trouble. God's not playing no more. And I saw blessings coming on many of you. You're just being showered with blessings. Good gifts, perfect gifts coming down from above because you cleaned your house and you kept it clean. Put your hands up and worship the Lord. Don't look at me. It's God that's the one. Look at God. Put your hands up and worship the Lord. He says, in Jesus' name I pray. That song comes from about 1995. We have lost the anointing in most churches. This is so foreign to Christians. They don't even know the presence of God because they deal with so many unclean spirits. That when we bring stuff like, never cut the music off, please. Okay. I'm saying there's certain things that I'm trying to train our sound because there's a certain way that I flow when God is dealing with me in the Holy Spirit. Because it's for you all to receive. And it hurts me on the inside when things don't go what I can see in the spirit, okay? Just go with this, okay? Just say he's weird and just keep listening, okay? And just let me just do what I got to do because I want... Time's up. Time's up. If you're ready to get your house clean. And that should be all of us. I don't care if it's a house clean you hire. I'm talking about your house, and get ready for that house. Guess what God's preparing for us? He ain't preparing a car wash for us. He's preparing a mansion for us. Yeah. Are you gonna keep that mansion like you keep yours now? Just say. There's a lot to think about. I didn't get a chance to get where I need to go because we're celebrating. But why don't you stand up? Y'all saying, this is sure weird. That's because it's spiritual. And we're used to fleshly stuff. Say this with me. Say, God, help me to clean this house. Body, soul. Spirit, clean me up. I'm ready to receive it. God, send in the cleaning crew to throw out what is not like you. God, right now, I ask you, help me to clean this temple from alcohol, drugs, evil thoughts, negativity, sexual perversion, evil things, crime, all kinds of dumb imaginations. All kinds of dumb imaginations. I cast them down. Now, I take control of my own thoughts in the name of Jesus. Satan, you will not use me as your dumping ground any longer. God, help me to be sensitive to the garbage around me in my life. And help me to live a clean life around you, God. And help me, God, most of all, to keep my life clean in you. In Jesus' name, as I set it in order, as I set my house in order, I thank you, God, that I too will see miracles, things happening, restoration, new things that I didn't even plan coming up around me. I decree a thing. Say it again. I decree a thing. Say, I decree a thing. I decree this thing, and I call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give a shout and a praise to the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. While standing, heads bowed, eyes closed, Christians praying and interceding one for another, want to give you an opportunity to receive from the Lord. If you've got to leave, we understand, but this is a very important time for you to be able to settle in. If you can't, by any way whatsoever, stay right where you are. You don't want to disrupt this time together. Heads bowed, eyes closed, Christians praying and interceding one for another. Those of you watching by live stream, you need this also. I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive from the Lord in one of these four areas. Number one, perhaps you're here today and you're not a Christian, you're not saved, you're not even clean. You're still dirty. You have dirty thoughts, dirty mouth, dirty intents, dirty thoughts about people, dirty thoughts about women, men, dirty thoughts about men, women. Your mind is not clean. You like dirt. You don't like to be all nice and neat. You want to wallow around. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. Stop looking around. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed and Christians praying and interceding. If you're here today, God wants to set your house in order, but he has to start with the spirit side first. So you must be born again to see this stuff, to see the kingdom of heaven. While heads are bowed, eyes are closed, Christians praying, interceding one for another. If you're here today, you desire to receive in this area, to be born again, to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, to have Jesus come to help you clean your house out. Put your hand up high. You may be visiting for the very first time, or you may have been here many times before, but put your hand up. I want to pray with you, agree with you, add my faith with yours. I know we've gone a long time today, but this is important. Second area, perhaps you're here today, maybe even watching by live stream, and you need to come and recommit your life to God. This is the condition that many people are in. They gave their life to Jesus, but they didn't keep the house clean. They cleaned it once, but they never kept it clean. You got to do regular deep cleaning to be able to make sure that that place that you live in, talking about your body, your spirit, your life, your mind, you got to keep it clean. It's work. While heads are bowed, eyes are closed, Christians praying and interceding one for another. If you're here today, you desire to be able to come and recommit your life to God. You're serious. You know you've been away from God and you got to get back to. You've been trying to fool people, but they're not fooled. You're the only one that's fooled. You're fooled because you think people are fooled. They're not stupid. They can see you that you need to recommit your life to God, and it's not going to happen until you do. While heads are bowed and eyes closed, Christians praying and interceding one for another. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to help you to get to the truth. I don't have much time. If that's your desire, put your hand up high. I want to pray with you, agree with you, add my faith with yours. You want to recommit your life to God? Put your hand up high. Now, I'm going to laugh at the devil after this is over because he wants to act like nobody wants to respond to any of this stuff the last couple of weeks. But that's because God said there's big things coming in this year of restoration, and he's trying to fake you out to get you to not believe it's happening. So we're going to laugh at the devil before we go home today. Third area, perhaps you're here today, you need power. You stand there like you're some big guy on campus, but really inside you're scared because you don't really know what to do and you don't have the power to do it. The Bible said you shall receive power once the Holy Spirit comes upon you, meaning that you did not have it before, even though you were born again. You're born of the Spirit, but you need to be filled with the Spirit, with the evidence of speaking out with other tongues as the Spirit or the Spirit gives you utterance. You need all that God has in this crazy world. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, Christians praying and interceding one for another. Here's your opportunity to be able to come and to receive the Holy Spirit. I'm talking fast because I got to end this thing. If you're here today, you desire to be able to come and receive the Holy Spirit. Even if you're online, watching. You're watching by live stream. I just want to pray with you and agree with you. I have my faith with yours. If that's your desire to be able to come and to receive this gift, the Holy Spirit, put your hand up high if you're standing in this place so that we can see it. You may have been a Christian for a while, but you've never received this gift. Fourth and final area, we'll be dismissed. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, once again, those of you that are watching by live stream, we want to thank you for being along with us and say you can become a partner with us. Just continue to watch and continue to contribute as God leads you, and we'll consider you one of our partners. We want to thank you for being along with us. Come on, give God praise for them, and we'll do our final area. Have a great day, folks. Now, fourth and final area, if you're here today, you desire to become a member of this church, I want to pray with you, agree with you, add my faith with yours.